This ASAP Athletic Strength and Power podcast is brought to you by Play, the most innovative sports flooring ever. Play's dynamic surfaces outperform, outlast, and totally dominate the competition. This is Ed Sicali with Athletic Strength and Power Podcasts. Today I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm at the Joe Kraft Center. And I'm right there where the Kentucky Wildcats train. I'm down here in the strength training complex with the head strength coach for these Kentucky Wildcats. He works under Coach Calipari, Coach Robert Harris. Welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me, boss.
I know one thing, Robert. I know you had to run off to a meeting there for a few minutes, but you would have been proud of that. Those sets, five sets of five that I did on the pit shark for you, though. So, you know.
Hey, you know, I'm pretty sure that you did probably a better job than some of our guys. So, you know what I mean? Next time I have you come in and you can be my model for me.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Of course, I saw some of your guys, and they look like the real deal. You are working with the elite of the elite here at Kentucky basketball. But first of all, the last time we saw you, you were the assistant strength coach under one of the legends of strength training. And that is Rock Oliver. But, tell us about how you got started and how you landed here. This is the top. You're the top dog. You're working with some of the top players in all of college basketball.
Yeah, I've been blessed to work with some of the athletes that I've worked with, not even just here, just over the time. I started off as an intern back at Ohio State. And from Ohio State, I went on and worked under another legend, Chip Morton, at the Bengals. So I was there for a couple of years. Left there and then went to the University of Arkansas and worked with their football program. And I always kind of wanted to do something with basketball, so I had the opportunity. I met Coach Rock when I was at the Bengals, and, you know, I always looked up to him. I always kind of mentored me, and then he brought me in here. And I was like, what perfect place for me to start a basketball career as a strength coach. Also, me being from Louisville, so it's almost home for me. And now I'm here and just blessed to be able to try to fill his shoes, which are some pretty big shoes to fill. And he, you know, he set me up the right way and got me to a point to be able to take over for him and hopefully just keep that train moving.
Well, Coach Harris, one thing that was really stood out is the rapport that you have with your players, and it probably takes some time to develop that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely takes time. You know, I have a personality that's kind of different from others. And if, you know, you can't get guys to, you know, it's hard for you to get them to do different things that you want as far as going through a wall for you. And that's kind of how, you know, I do it here. I mean, I'll at times get in sets with guys. You know, I'll run a couple of reps with guys. We had a Midnight Madness workout last week, and I did the entire workout with the guys just to show that, you know, I'm not above you. I'm right here in the trenches with you, and I want you to be the best, and I'm going to lead by example and try to do the things that I can do to just build up those guys. And I see them as like my little brothers pretty much, and they treat me as pretty much like their older brother. We have a great time in the weight room. We have fun, we work hard, and there's days when we almost want to tear each other's throats out at each other. But it's for one common goal, and that's for them to be the best version of themselves, be the best athlete that they can be as strong as possible, and perform well on the basketball court.
Yeah, I mean, you have an ability to make some of the hard work almost kind of fun, the way you kind of keep it upbeat. You know, the guys really, it really shows.
Yes, sir. It's definitely with energy. I mean, that's one of the things that I preach. You got to have energy. When you come in those doors, nobody cares about what happened, you know, prior. When it's game time and those lights come on, nobody cares that your dog died. Nobody cares that you got a C in a class. Nobody cares that, you know, you're failing this and that. So what you basically have to do is, you know, you just got to bring constant energy every single day that you got coming.
Hey, what's going on, man?
As you can see, our interview got stopped short because of one of our players coming in. And, you know, I always got something to say. They always stop by throughout their day to come in and just either joke around with me, say hey, or just to make sure that they see me. They, for some reason, love my office more than I do.
Well, I'll tell you what, Robert, I was going to correct them on interrupting us, but,
you know, when I saw that he was like 6'9", 2", whatever, I backed off a little bit.
Yeah, he's a big guy. Bam Adebayo out of North Carolina. He is one of the hardest workers that we have. He's definitely one of the freak athletes. I mean, just a freak of nature, how he can move, how strong he is. And, you know, sometimes I have to ask him, are you really only 18 years old? Or, you know, sometimes I'm like, man, you've got the body of like a 35-year-old, and you look like you've been living for a long time on this earth, but you've only been here 18 years. So, yeah. But he's fun to be around. Work ethic is, it's through the roof. And he'll be a great player not only here, but also in the NBA.
Well, Coach, what did your Kentucky Wildcats do today? They came in for some morning training that you did.
Yeah, this morning we came in. We had an agility session where we did some competitions. That's one of the things with conditioning I like to do, is to make everything competitive. What I found is guys will give better efforts when it is competitive. So earlier we came in, warmed up. We ran through the NBA lane agility test. We did some fit light reactions where you guys had to react to the light, either defensive shuffle to it, sprint to it, back pedal. Again, defensive shuffle as well. Then another thing we did today was I did a cone suicide where you were running against your partner and you had to pick the cone up and place the cone back at the start line and then sprint again half court, pick the cone up off the ground and place it back at the start line. And the loser had to go off to the side as soon as he was done with his rep and push the sled the length of the court. So you got a sled and you've got two 45-pound plates on the sled and you've got to push that the length of the court. So now it's like, not only do I not want to lose, but I don't want to push this sled either. So that was our competition earlier this morning. That was our competitive conditioning, which went really well. Then we came back in the evening and had a lower body lift, and that consisted of starting to move with a nice warm-up with the hurdles, going over and under the hurdles, then doing some more hip mobility things to engage the core. We also had the fit light going as well. I like to get a little neuromuscular sensory type of thing going on with hand-eye coordination. Also, we did some clean pulls, working on a little bit of explosiveness. We did some hip flexor stretching, working on the hips. But the major movements, again, for the day were the trap bar deadlift, which you saw some guys were pulling some really big weight off the floor.
No doubt about it.
Also, we did our glute ham raises, which is something that I'm really big on. I'm big on posterior chain movements. We did also some more plyometric style jumps on boxes, single leg. Then we did some defensive slides with a band resisted. And then we finished up the workout for the day with three sets of overhead lunges, the length of the weight room, down and back, and some team glute bridges as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, Robert, if anybody thinks that Kentucky Wildcats are taking it easy here in Lexington and laying back, chilling, they got another thought coming. You've got it going here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know, I try to pride myself on hard work, and, you know, with these guys, they're up against it. You know, they think that just because they are elite athletes that they don't have to work hard, but They get a rude awakening when they come here to Lexington on their first day, their first workout.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach Robert Harris, we certainly appreciate you joining us for this ASAP podcast. You've got a big-time thing going here. There's no doubt that ASAP got a good look at what's going on, and it's hard work. It's all about hard work, and you're getting this squad ready. Hopefully we can catch you for another podcast in the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Hopefully, you know, next time we talk or next summer, hopefully we're coming off a Final Four appearance, national championship, something of that nature. You know, I want us to keep the train going, hang banners, and reach their goals.
Well, good luck, Coach, on your way to the top.
Thank you, sir.